It's one type of neder he's concerned, which consists of being nitves in the gdusha of the hekdesh of the kohen. So there it is effective. It operates by way of hamshochas dusha and chiluk dusha. But the other type of neder, let's say we said in the Ran, so it is also effective, not by way of chiluk dusha, but there is a halacha that he has to be tailor in the davano. He has to be tailored. So in other words, otherwise, so that's the other type of neder. But the other type of neder itself, we cannot say just osa. Osa like what? There are two kinds of osa. There is an osa like psachazir, and there is an osa like hekdesh. So even the other type of neder has to be spelled out, essentially. And he has to describe how he answers it. That he answers it like a word, like something that becomes osa through verbal fiat. Not that he answers it as something that is osa, because the Torah answers it like psachazi and levelo treve. Some mele as far as this aloche of tele bidobranoto is concerned. So you can be drivechitis. You can be matvis naskoresto. Because it's not effective by way of chiluk kedusha. It's not that the kedusha of the Shem is chal and the kikya. That's not chayach. That's inconceivable. But he is answering the kikya. But he is describing how he answers the kikya. The kikya should be also through his verbal fiat in the same way as the Shem becomes niskadish through his machshove and his verbalization. So in the same way as emotion, so he wants the kikya to become osa, and in its essence he has to formulate it that way. He has to be tele in the idom osa. Now I mentioned that there are two troshes in explaining the Shitas Rambam. So I mentioned that there are two droshes. One drosh is the Gemara in the second perek, ki yid ish ki yid aneder adi shemat yod b'dobranot. Then the Sifri says, vi isho ki yid aneder ad shetis levidog osh efshe. So the Malbim says that this is the same drosh. So why does the Sifri have to deduce it from Posik Dalet when the same thing is deduced from Posik Gimel? All right, so it's a kash. But this is how the Malbim explains. I said that the Rambam apparently holds there are two separate aloches. The droshe that the Gemara mentions here, daf yudalet, ishki yidan edalad ishem achidam another, implies that it says to be kdushos emliot. The droshe is a free, vi ishokit yidan edal, achitis lebidoba shefshah, that it has to be capable, that the mean has to be capable of bobbing edal window. That's the Rambam. Now, the Raivet will soon see, the Raivet Chite is not like the Rambam. The Raivet is chelik on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there are two prerequisites. One is that you have to be matvis, bidovo shek dushose b'yodom, and the other aloche is, the other prerequisite is that you have to be matvis, bidovo, that is capable of being bobi nedal window. Going nedal. So let's say, so Trumo, Trumo Chalasarei is Bishosim Liodo. But the Rambam says it's not Idobar Nodo because it's not Bobeneder Ben Dobo. But the Raivet Chite is not like that. The Raivet Chite is that there is only one Aloch. That there is one or only one Aloch. That is the Aloch of Bishosim Liodo. That's all. And there is no Aloch that it has to be capable of being Bobeneder Ben Dobo. So then the kashi. So why is matvis bitruma bitrumo bchalasarei? The neder is not chal. So the Raivet says because it's nichsikel. All right, that's what the Raivet says. So the Raivet chite is that there are no two prerequisites. There is only one prerequisite. Now the question is: so what's the effect of the other droshe of isho kitida neder? So we can say that the Raivet will explain this drosha de Sefri the way the Malbim does. that this drosha of Ishak didn't add a rasha tisle bidova shefshia is mamish the identical thing as the drosha of Ishki didn't add a rasha tisle bidova shefshia. So why do we need two droshes? All right, Zikashi. But the Malm explains it that way, and it's mashma from the Bir Agro that he explains it that way too. I mean, it's not so mifurish in the Bir Agro. But the Malm certainly explains it that way. So it's possible, but it's also, there is another teretz that the Raibet holds this. Here the Sifri uses another drosha. Here the Gemara Daf Yudalet uses the lotion. There the Gemara, the Sifri, uses the lotion something else. So according to the Rambam, it means something that is capable, that the mean is capable of being bob in Eder window. Being bob in Eder window. So the mean of Chatas Chelev is capable of being bob in Eder window. Which Chatos? Chatos Lozen. So according to Rambam, we understand why the Shina Alosh. But it's possible that the Raived holds this Aloche of Ishki Yidah Neder. Ladishem, Achiyot Lovan Nodor implies the Aloche of Atvose of Chiluv Gdushin. This is deduced from Posikim. Then the other Droshe that is deduced from Posik Dalet, Vishok Yidah Neder, Ishok Yidah Neder, Achitis Lebidavoshe Efsho, is expressive of another aloche, that the other ikaneder, which consists of assering, but he has to spell it out, that he assers it as something that becomes oser through his verbal declaration, through his verbal fiat. In other words, that he shouldn't characterize the iser, he shouldn't compare it with the Iser of Psa Chazir or Psa Nevele, but he should compare it with the Iser that takes effect through the verbal fiat of the person. So Mimele, when you are Matris, in Askores, according to the Raimed, so then it comes within the Aloche of Tisle Bidovash Efsher, not within the Aloche of Dovranon. You see, this could be the Pshat in the other Droshe of the Sifri, according to the Rambam. Now, so you can understand the Rashi. As far as the Iser, Neser is concerned, as far as the Iser, Rashi says that the Iser, the Iser is a Dovros. But the Neser itself, that's the Dovranot. So what does it mean? So it means this. Rashi also holds that there are two types of nidorim. There is one ikra neder that takes effect through amshoch hazdushe, through chiluv kedushin. So only when you are matfis in a niser that emanates from the kedushin, exclusively from the kedushin, lau hegdesh. So the Issa Mile, that emanates from the Gdush. How can there be? So when can there be? If the Hatfose is Chal takes effect by way of Chilul Gdush, then the Issa, then it must be Nitves in an Issa that emanates exclusively from Gdush. That's Hegdesh. Masheinke, the Issa of Neser. The Iser of Neser, of course, the Iser of Neser can only inhere in something that is Kodesh. Something that did not become Kodesh cannot become affected with the Iser of Neser. But does the Iser of Neser emanate from the Kedusha? On the contrary, the Iser of Neser emanates from the Chilush. Why? How does the Iser of Neser originate? Because the person did not deport himself properly. He was supposed to have eaten the shlomim within the shnei yomim v'layla echot, and then he didn't eat it within shnei yomim v'layla echot. So mimele, the Isa does not emanate from the kedusha; it emanates from the fact that he was mechalel the kedusha. How does the Isa piglo originate? Because of the machshavas psul, it doesn't emanate. that he hears in something that is called Ish. No, you have to be Matvis in a Nisa that emanates from the Kedushin. But if you are Matvis in the Nisa, in Pikul, true Nisa and Pikul can only exist in Kedesh, but the Nisa of Nisa does not emanate from the Kedesh. It emanates from a certain act, from a certain demeanor, from a certain behavior that is inconsistent with Hekdesh, because he left it over, because he had the Machshavas Psur. So Mimele, it cannot take effect by way of Chiluk Dushe. But then there is another Ikar Neder. The other Ikar Neder consists in answering it, through his verbal fiat. He just answers it, because he wants to answer it. But even in that Ikar Neder, he has to spell it out. He has to formulate it. He has to spell it out, that he answers it so that it should become Osar through his verbal fiat. Not that it should become Psachazir, it should become Nevelu Treva. That the Torah did not give the authority to a person to convert something that is not Chazir into Psachazir. That kind of authority the Torah didn't give a person. But the Torah did give a person the authority to answer something that heretofore was muter, to answer it, to make it a dover oser through his verbal fiat. So Mimele, he has to spell it out. He has to spell it out that he is answering it so that it should become oser through his verbal fiat. So how does he formulate it? By saying, Kikya ze oser alai, and betail it in something that becomes oser through verbal fiat. So he can answer it, he can say, Kikya ze oser alai, even though, I mean, there certainly couldn't be any Chiluv Kedusha from the Askoras of the Sivator upon the Kikya, but he is describing the way his own Isa, how he's answering it. So Mimele, as far as the Alocheo Achetisle Bidova Shehefsher, this Drosh of the Sifri is concerned, so he can describe the Iser by making it, by drawing an analogy with Pigl itself, Neser itself. It's not Chal by way of Chiluv Kedusha. So, if it has to be Chal by way of Chiluv Kedusha, then it has to be Nitves in the Iser of Neser. And the Iser of Neser doesn't emanate from the Kedusha. It exists in something that is Kedesh, but it doesn't emanate exclusively from Kedusha. But he is answering it because on the basis of the other type of Ikar Neder. But even the other type of Ikar Neder, he has to formulate it and he has to spell it out that he is answering it so that it should become Osar through his verbal fiat. So he has to mention something that takes effect only as a result of verbal fiat, and the Shem Neser could not take effect without the verbal fiat of the person. So Mimele, so this is what Rashi is saying. So Rove is trying to deduce from the Mishneh that Bahashik Matvis, because here we say. That Vonesa would people, that is how Vonesa would people, Achazrikas Domimu, Vachal, Dirikas Domimu. Now, if we say be Ikriko Matvis, so then he would be Matvis in something that is Heter. But the reason is why it's Oser is because Behashtiko Matvis. And Behashtiko Matvis, so it is Oser. It is something that is Oser. And that Iser is a result of verbal fiat. So it is not considered over the Anodo under the Aloche of Kiyid and Edel Adishem at Yod Bidova Anodo, because there it has to take effect by way of Chiluv Kedusha, but it is effective by way of the other Aloche, Achetina Neder, Achetis Lebidova Shefsher. So this is what Rashi says. Heidi koma neisa u pigu, lav isa neisa u pigu koma, isa kemeisei. El bu neisa mamesh u pigu mamesh. In other words, he's not matviset in the Isa of Neisa. In the Isa of Neisa, he couldn't be matviset, because the Isa of Neisa does not emanate exclusively from the Kedushin of the Hekdesh, which is affected with the Isa of Neisa. But he's answering it. Independently, he's not machlif any Isa. He's not mamshich any Isa from any other object upon this kikar. He is just answering this kikar autonomously and independently of any other Isa. But he wants to describe how he's answering it. So he says, Kineisa or people, he says, kikar ze, keze, and that's the Tsar Shlomim of Neisa. On people, achas rikas domim. So he means that this kikar should become oser through his verbal fight in the same way as this neiser is a result of verbal fight. So that is all right. So it's not on the basis of chilul kedusha. And this is the pshat in the Mir Yisrael. Now let's see the Raivachi. Now, the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Nidorim, Haloche Yutzes, Hachatos V'Yoshom, Afal Pi Sheinon Boyin, B'Neder Undove, Kmo Sheizboya B'Mkeimei, Efshel L'Neder L'Hovei, Somach Bas Nidre, Sha'Neder B'Nozir M'Yvichatos, V'Nidmo M'Yoshom, Kmo Sheizboya, V'Fi Chochaim Yapiris Ilu Olai, Kechatos V'Yoshom, Oy shomar harin chatos oy harin oshom haril asur v'inzolchlim abeim harin elu oy shlomim oy mincho itedo shin asurim shekol elu boim b'neder undov avleim apiris elu olai kechalasarnu ikitchimosei haril mitorim shin shom derech lo b'elu b'neder undov. Even in other words, so the Shittas Rambam means that there are two prerequisites. Not fussy. One is dushosim b'yodom. He has to be matris in dovo shin dushosim b'yodom. So as far as that prerequisite is concerned, the Shittas Rambam is, so the thing, this object itself in which is matris, must be Kedushas B'Yodom. Not that it has to be mean, that generally is B'Yodom. No, but this object itself has to be Kedushas B'Yodom. Now, as far, so matris b'chatos conforms to this prerequisite, because the chatos, it's not bo b'nedav and dobo. Chatos Chilev is not Bobin Edav and Dobo, but once you became Mechuyev to bring a Chatos Chilev, and then, so how does it become Kodesh? By saying Harezu, the Chatos. But then there is another prerequisite. Now, as far as this prerequisite is concerned, so Chalasarndu Trumosei also conforms to this prerequisite. Because how is the Shem Trumochal, through his Kriya Shem, through his verbalization, through his verbalization, so it's the Shosim B'Yodom. But there is another prerequisite, and that is that the thing in which you are matris has to be capable, has to be a mean that is capable of being bo b'nedav and dovo. So Chalas Arum Trumosei fulfills the first prerequisite, it's Shosim B'Yodom, but it doesn't fulfill the second prerequisite. You cannot volunteer Trumo and Chale. When the Issa is chayiv and chale, all right. So then you can be mafrish. When the kvap is chayiv and trume, so then you can be mafrish trume. But if the kvap is not chayiv and trume, you cannot volunteer trume. So this, the second prerequisite is lacking in chalas arum trumasi. Mashim kei by matvis b'chatas chaylev. So we have both prerequisites. First of all, the Chatas Chilev itself is Kedushas B'Yodom, and then the mean of Chatas Chilev. Chatas Chilev belongs to a general mean of Chatos. So that mean is Bo B'Nedav Undovo. Chatos knows it. This is what he says. Alright. So the Raivet, Omar Avraham, Onu Regilin Liforeish מפני שהחלו והתרומו ליקיין נחוסווי, וכחולין לגבי ישראלי, והחטוס ואושו, כיוון שקדושו סול, על די אודום, מטוויז בנדרו, שאין דווקא נדרו לדום. וזה שרב יעקב אימר מטוויז בבחי רוסיה, מפני שמצווה להקדישי, ואף על פי שאין נדר. So the Raivet is chilek against the Rambam, and the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is that there are two prerequisites. One, the Shosim Bidi Odom. The second prerequisite is, Bobi Nedam Dovo, he says there is only one prerequisite. The Shosim Bidi Odom. There is no prerequisite of Bobi Nedam Dovo. He said it in so many words. Shein Davke Nedam Dovo. It only means that it has to be the Shosim Bidi Odom. The Shosim Bidi Odom. So Mimele Chatas Washim, we have no problem. It's certainly the Shosim Bidi Odom. It's not Bobi Nedam Dovo. It cannot be volunteered. But once he's Chayev, so then he becomes Kodesh for his own verbal Gdushe, Hagdushe, that he is Magdish. So Mimele is Dushas Ibn Yodim. So then the question, we have no problem with Chatos and Osho, because it's Dushas Ibn Yodim. It doesn't have to be Bobin Edam and Dovo. And we have no problem with Maisa Behemo either, because according to the Rambam, so Maisa Behemo belongs to the category of Shlomi. But according to the Raivet, no, it's the Shosim Bidi Odom, the Asiri. So he has to say it. So Memele, so it's the Shosim Bidi Odom, even though it's not Bobi Nedom and Dov. But then the Kashi is, so how about Trumas Keir, Chalas Aron, Trumosei? So Bishlim, according to the Rambam, that there is a second prerequisite of Bobi Nedam Dovo. So Chalim Trumo is not Bobi Nedam Dovo. But according to the Raivet, there is only one prerequisite. Kedushas Ibn Yodom. And Trumo and Chali is also just one. The Kriya Shem is Chal. Verbally, through his verbal declaration, the Kriya Shem is Chal. The Shem Trumo and Shem Chali is Chal. So why is Neti Dovo Anodo? So he says, שהחלו והתרומו ליקיין נחוסווי וכיחום לגבי ישראלי. So in other words, so apparently the sheet of the Raivin, that's a Chiddush. That even though the Torah designates Trumo as Kedesh, Cholzor Yechel Kedesh, that is reference to Trumo, the Gemara Yevamah says. So it's called Kedesh. Trumo is also called Kedesh, but the Yisra, the Yisr of Trumo Lizarim is not grounded in the Kedesh, in the Shem Kedesh. In other words, the Yisr, this is what it means, Sha'achalo v'atrumo likein nichosavei. The Yisr of Izar eating Trumo does not emanate from the Kedusha of the Trumo. Trumo might be Kodesh, but the Yisr, Lizar, is not, does not emanate from the Kedusha of Truma. And even if the Truma will not be Kodesh, it will still be Osal Yisrael. It still be Osal Yisrael. And Hatfose can only be Chal. Hatfose can only be Chal. Hatfose can only be Chal if he is Matvis in a Nisea that emanates from the Kedusha. But here, since it's the Chosafein, Uchichum Ligabi Yisroelei. It doesn't emanate from the Gdushin. So Mimele, Hatfose cannot be Chal. Hatfose cannot be Chal. But one thing should be true according to the Raivet. I mean, the Raivet doesn't say it. Maybe the Raivet will agree with that. The Raivet Lishitos, he says that you can be Matvis in Askores. Why can you be Matvis in Askores? Because So it doesn't mean that it will be effective by way of Chiluv Kedushin. It doesn't mean that it will be effective by way of Chiluv Kedushin. How is it Shaya Chiluv Kedushin from a Skores? It's a different kind of Kedushin. And the Kika. But he means that's the other type of Neder. Where he asks it, but he has to declare, he has to spell out how he asks it. So in other words, so he has to spell out that he asks it like something that becomes osir through a verbal declaration, through a verbal fire. So Mimele Askor also, the Kedusha, just as the Kedusha of the Shem, which is a different type of Kedusha, so takes effect through a verbal fire. So here too. So the melee, it should follow that according to the Ravid, if someone says, Kikar zeke chalas aron ketumosei, and his intention is that it should be chal, it should be nitve samdi iser of chalas aron ketumosei, so it cannot be chal. By way of chiluk dushin, it cannot be chal, because the iser of trumel izarin, it does not emanate from the dushin. It's not based upon the kedusha. Even without kedusha, it will be also lizarim. So mainly there cannot be chiluk dushin. But there is another type of ikane there, where he asks it, but he has to describe how he asks it. So just as he can describe by drawing an analogy with the kedushas Hashem, even though it couldn't be nitves, there couldn't be any chiluk kedusha. And the kedusha of the shem, which is a different type of kedusha, but he's just describing biderach dibyan. So when the Ravid says that one can be matris naskores, it's only biderach dibyan. That's a way of formulating the isya. So why shouldn't one be able to say kiker zeh yosar alai? In the same, through my verbal declaration, in the same way as chale and trumo becomes oser, takes effect through a verbal declaration. So you could say enoch and amen. But you see, so why do we say ha'im apir say elu olai kechalas aron ketrumo say harim torim? The answer is this: when he says kikar zeh. Or he says, "Arin matvis kikaze beaskores shalsevater." So then there is no doubt that he doesn't mean that there should be a chiluv kedusha of the askores upon the kikar. That would be ridiculous. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. So memele, since it wouldn't even make sense that he means that there should be a chiluv kedusha of the shem and the kikar. So Mimele in the Mishpat Alosh, when he says Kikar zeh ke'askores shel sivateire, so in the Mishpat Alosh it means Kikar zeh yi'asur malai al yedei diburi, in the same way as the askores through his dibur become kodesh. So in the Mishpat Alosh it means that Mashein kein, if he says Kikar zeh ke'chalas aron ketumosei, it makes good sense that it should be nitves in the trumo. But al-bedin it's not chal. But it makes very good sense. So memele, in the Mishpat Aloshin, it doesn't mean that he asks it through his fight, but he wants that it should become oser in the same way as the shchalishim trume takes effect through one's verbal fight. It doesn't mean that unless he spells it out explicitly. But if he just says, Kikar zeh kechalas aron ketumosei, so in the Mishpat Alosh, it means that it should be nitves in the Isar, and in that Isar it cannot be nitves. So maybe it's not chal altogether. So it's not chal altogether. So maybe even if he'll say, I didn't mean that it should be nitves in the Isar, I meant that it should be oser, autonomously, through my verbal fiat. But I just mentioned Kechales Arne Tromosei as a dimian, as a moshel, to describe how it should become Osir. So we say, you know, he didn't spell it, it has to be Pivili Bishovin, so there has to be the Petu and the Mishpat Aloshin. Since it makes sense, that expression, Kikazeh Kechales Arne Tromosei, makes very good sense that it should be Nitves in the Isar of Trumel Izarim. But Al-Bedin is not chal, but it makes very good sense. So Memele in Mishpat Aloshin it means that, and it doesn't mean something else. Masha'im Kein, when he says Kikar zeh ke'askores sevataot, it wouldn't even make sense to be nitves naskores. I mean it. It would be ridiculous. So Memele, and he means that it should be oser through his dibur, but he wants that it should become oser. He's just describing the Rabbinian. How should it become Oseh? In the same way as Askores become Kodesh through one's verbalization. So in the same way, the Kikah should become Oseh. Since it couldn't, any other interpretation doesn't make sense, so mainly Mishpat HaLoshen, it has that meaning. But when he says, Kechalas Aron Tchomose, it makes good sense that he means that it should be Nitves Nisa of Tchumal Izarim. So Mimele, it has no other meaning. So it doesn't have any other connotation. It only has that connotation. All right. So he says, Onu Regilun Lifom Avrom, Onu Regilun Liforish, Bifni Shachalo V'atchumal Ikei Nechosepe, Uchichun Ligavi Yisroeli, V'achatos V'oshom, Kim Shekdushosun Al Yodom, Matris B'Nedaru, Shein Davke Nedaru Ndaru, V'zehu Sherab Yake V'Imeya, Matris B'Vchei Roseya, Mifni Shemitzu La'Kdushay, ואף על פי שאין נדר, אבל מטריס בחלסר מתחומו זה מותר, אף על פי שחייב להקדיש. והבחיר, זאת, פה יש ברשת שזו נכסי כן, ונכסי אישתי ובני סוף, אבל הבחיר אין אלו לסחורים, שכל דבורים אלו עניונם, כאימר הרי אין כקור מהקורם בירושלים. So what does the Ravid mean? The Carneiro asks against this Ravid. What did he say? Avla prayer ele elo lisroim. She called vorim elu in yonom game araim ki korbim hakore birushalayim. What does he mean? Does he mean, if he means Rabbi Yaki, because according to Rabbi Yude, according to Rabbi Yisi, so matriz prayer is not chal. So who says that matriz prayer is chal? Rabbi Yaakov. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, so why does he say Avla prayer in el ischorim? So prayer that's according to Rabbi Mitzvah Agdishay, so it's Hekdesh. So it's Hekdesh Mamesh and Mitzvah Agdishay. Why does he say Avla prayer in el ischorim? So apparently that's the kashe of the Karnei against the Ravid. So the obvious pshat in the Ravid is because the Ravid was bothered by a certain difficulty. He himself explained as to why. So it's not how because it's nichsei keyen shachalat chumali keyen michosavei uchichun ligabi Yisroel. Noan and Miller, that matu b'davar is not osa. So just as you learn out from the repetition, the fact that it's mentioned twice, Yidaneda, that this Yodavidovaranodo, so Lesser Israel also mentioned twice. So Gemara says, "Lesser Isam Boil Chetani." Is there Isam Matir? So that Gemara wouldn't be difficult, wouldn't be complicated. But the Ram seems to complicate the Gemara. Now let's see the Ram. We know Ale Mile. The Matris Bidovarot Alu Mitza. Omakro Ki Yida Nedar Abishem. Achi Yida Bidovaranot. Nira Beina Idoche Bolush. The Sfira LaHashas. The last minimum, the matriz of Ranodo Mitzah, Luizorich for the Oma Kikazo Layose, Havaneda, Kioma Nameki Kom Osakom, Ligoram Yonis. So he says, now we know that there are two Shitas in the Ram, the Shit of the Ram in Nidorim and the Shit of the Ram in Shuez. The Shit of the Ram in Nidorim is that there are two Ikreaneda. One is where he asks it, and the other one is when he's matriz behegdish. The shita of the Ran in Shuez is there is only one ikaneda, that when he's matriz behegdish, and when he says osar olai, so it's effective because we are given dvorov kei hegdish kei kol. Here the Ran says in the havam l'gemorim, he doesn't say it in maskone, he doesn't say that this is so in the Maskon of the Gemara. But he says in the Havam of the Gemara, the Sfira Lashas, אלא השינון דימטי דברה נודו, מיצה לצורך כה, תכין דיום הכי כזה אולי עושה, הווה נדע, כי אומה נעמה כי קום, עושה קום, וליגור המיוניס. So it's the third cheater. I mean, what the Ran says in the Habam of the Gemara, that there is only one Ikaraneda, and that he is Royasas. But when his matris be Ikom, it's also effective. Mitzad Yodes. So that's a virtue, I mean, Cholapoches, in the Habam of the Gemara. So the Chid Yomar Kikar Zer Layosea, Haven Edea, Ki Roma Namek Ikom, Osakoma. Just, this is just the antithesis of what the Ram says in Shvuos. V'ligor HaMiyonis, Elo Vadai, Krodich Yida Nedea, Lavli Dobra No Doros, Elo Limute Doboros. So we don't need a posik. We don't need a posik, a special Zersakos, that Matris with Dovaranodor is effective, because why should we need a posik without a posik? It certainly goes without saying that when one says Kikar Zeh Osarala, so then it is hal not on the basis of, as the Rani Shvuah says, but it is hal independently when he says Osarala. So Mimele, if his Matris with Dovaranodor in effect, he also says it should be also. So we don't need a posik. Elobadai, so if there is a posik, if the Torah repeats the word nedea twice, so the purpose is to tell us something else, not that bidovar nodor is effective. Elobadai kodech yidah nedea lav bidovar nodor osi. Elo limute dovar osi. All right. That is the Gemara's premise here at the very outset. Upachino. So once we assume that, the Gemara, the Kashe, the Makshe, Yoche Afu Dovrosa Nam, Doksiv Leser Yisea, Kelemar Dal Kochoch, Kolchad Likufe Yitzrich. Vilav Limuti, Dicheichet Leteisik Adaitim, Dimatvis Lehavenedea, Kosev Rachmone, Hanetrikoi. Kei chedid li teiskadayit matriz avanedea, kosvrachmon hanetrikoi. Lashminom bi matriz, bidovranodu matriz, bidovorosea, avanedea, vichol chad minaye chayil, di lohi, leser isa lemay meik meslei. So the Makshe asks, in other words, just as you learn out. So the Makshe asks, just as you learn out from Kiyida Neda, that Matris Bidobara Nodu is effective. And the Makshe assumes that the Gemara, so when the Gemara said, "Minoan milo makro ish kiyida neder la deshem atziyot b'dovra nodu," so the Makshin assumed that this Amire, who said, "O makro ish kiyida neder la deshem atziyot b'dovra nodu," so took it for granted that it's not necessary. But the Makshin asks, "This Amire, why do you take it for granted that it is not necessary that to have a posik, that matriz b'dovra nodor is effective? And mimele, the whole purpose of the posik is to tell us that b'dovra osar is ineffective. In other words, just as you say that the repetition of the Torah emphasizes that Bidovra Nodo is effective. So Mimele, we should say that the repetition of Lesser Visceral Nafshe emphasizes that Bidovra Osar is also effective. Now, so the question is, why? So, if Bidovra Osar is effective, So why do we need a posik that the Bidovanot is effective? So the Makshi assumed now, the Makshi assumed that actually there is no Chiluk Kedushin. So the way the Makshi assumed now that there is no Chalitz Neder by way of Chiluk Kedushin. If there is no Chalitz Neder by way of Chiluk Kedushin, say no Chaname, so there wouldn't be any Milen Bikinomis either. But this is how the Makshi assumed, that there is no Chiluk Kedushin. So Memele, so true, one can be Matvis, and the Makshi asked, let us learn out from the two psuki, from the double expression of Yida Neder and the double expression Leser Isa, that two kinds of atvoses are effective. One atvose is atvose of Dover Hanodo, and one atvose is atvose in Dover Os. But according to the Mashkin, to the Makshis assumption, according to the Makshis premise, so even though there are two atvoses, but both atvoses are not effective by way of Chiluk Kedusha, Amshochas Kedusha. Dover Oso, there couldn't be Amshochas Kedusha, there couldn't be Chiluk Kedusha. Psach Hasiya, Psach Nevele. How could you conceive of Chiluk Kedusha in connection with Kikar Zeh, Kipsach Hasiya, Kipsach Nevele? So the Makshe said, let us learn out from the use of the double expression. On one hand, the double expression of Neder, and then on the other hand, the double expression of Isa, that there are two atvoses, but neither atvose is chal by way of Amshoches Dushe and by way of Chiluk Dushe, but it's a certain kind of a formulation of Neder. In other words, so this is how the Makshi assumed, that the Torah herein tells us that a person can asa a chifetz that heretofore was muter in one of two ways. Either by saying that it should be osea, like Dovra Nodo, like Hekdesh. So Hekdesh too. So before you are magdishet, it was muter. And then when you're magdishet, it becomes osea. So either you are magdish by way, so it's a certain kind of a formulation. It's a certain kind of a formulation. In other words, you can formulate at least the answering of the neder in terms of atvose bidomranodo, or in terms of atvose bidomranodo. But it's not by way of chiluk kedusha. Certainly, when you are tele bidomranodo, there is no chiluk kedusha. So how could there be chiluk kedusha when you are tele bidomranodo? And perhaps even according to the match, we could say that there is a Miller economics, according to the Makshis Havamine, that we should learn out that there are two atvoses. So maybe there could be economics, there could be Miller economics, but only in the atvose of Midova Anodom. But when he's Taylor in Midova Rosa, there certainly couldn't be Miller economics. So this is what Gemara is. ופחינו ניוח אפילו דבר עושה נעם דוקסים לסר יסקלים על כוח או כל חד לגובי יצליח בלעב נמודי דיחי כאן לתסק הדייטים למטי של אבן אדר קוצר רחמונה הנה תחי קרוי להשמינו So now the Makshi says, "Dichei chen l'tei sekat daiten di matvis lo yahav neder." This is not what the Ran said before. The answer is what the Ran said before in the understanding of the Makshi's. The Ran explained how the Makshe understood the Ameire, who said, "Omakro ishki yida neder l'adishem, atchiyodu b'dovar anodo." So the Makshe understood that this Ameire meant that we don't have to resort to any posik that b'dovar anodo it's osa, b'dovar anodo it's osa. But the Makshe himself says, "No, since you learn out a certain drosh from the repetition of the word neder, so you should learn out the drosha from the repetition of the word isa. So memele, so you should learn out from the repetition of the word neder that tele bidovar anodu is osea, and you should learn out from the repetition of the of Yisair that Taylor B'Dovel also is Osa. So then there would be one aloche. There would be one type of Ikra Neda. And the Ikra Neda consists of Asarim. But you have to describe how Yasarim. So you have to be tailoring something that the Torah declared as Osir. Now the Torah declared two things as Osir. One thing that is Osir because of Ineder, let's say Hegdish is Osir, and something else that is Osir that the Torah declares as Osir, like Psa Chazi or Psa Nevele. So Mimele, the Makshe asks, let us learn out from Tiyida B'Dovar Anod, from Yida Neder, that Teile B'Dovar Anodo is a proper formulation of Asarim. Not Chiluk Dushe, but it's a proper formulation of Asarim. And Teile B'Dovar Oseh is also a proper formulation of Asarim. But there are no two aloches, one of Asarim and one of Chiluk Dushe. But just asering. But when you aser, you have to describe how you aser. So you have to, how do you describe the iser when you compare it with something that the Torah declares as oser. So the Torah declares two kinds of isurim. The Torah has an iser like Hekdesh, where that iser, it becomes oser through a neder, and then the Torah has another iser, like Sachazi on the Vele, not through Neder. So Mele, here the Torah says there is one Ikra Neder, and the Ikra Neder consists in spelling out the nature of the Isa. So since that in the Torah, in the Isuri Torah, we have two types of Isuri. We have one kind of an Isa like the Isa Hekdesh, and we have another kind of Isa like Psachazir. So Mimele, you can answer also the same way. You can answer by spelling out the nature of the Isa, like Edovar Anodor, and you can answer it by spelling out a different kind of an Isa, Edovar Osa. But you can be matris in two things. Yochafu Edovar Osa Nan. So the Makshe asks the Amire, who said, Omar Kroishki, the Nether of the Shem, Achim Yodel. Bidovo Hanodo, so he says, how can you learn out from the posik of Yida Neder that Bidovo Rosa? So it's not how, why? Because of the repetition of the term Neder, Monepsher. So learn out from the repetition of the term Miser that Bidovo Rosa it is how. So we cannot explain the psukim that way. So you have to explain it differently. So how should we explain it? In other words, that the Torah here tells us that one, there are two ways of formulating an Isa. Either by comparing the Isa with Dovar Anodo, or by comparing it with the Dovar Anodo. So the Gemara says, "Umfakinon le'eser Isa mizboye lechiditani, izeu Isa, kleima." Is boil the tani is a wisa. Lash minon, the apple gap the tolle nitre binedia, shall in essa loyle vade, than him she may be of it, high litre, di la by co avamine, chiida neder, achioda bidovosho, another ligamre, she nessa mikol, magmas is in edda, commashman cro the lesser is. So here it says, the reason is why the Torah repeats the term misa twice, to advise us that even if he is matris, in something that is also not the whole, to the whole world, but just to him, like the case of where he was mitabel b'taymis, the day when his father was niftar, when his rebbe was niftar. So it's only osea, that day is osea b'achile, only to him, not to the whole world, so he can still be mamish. Now the question arises, so two things that are difficult. Two things that are difficult here. First of all, the sins that are on here, he deviates from what he said in explaining the Havamin of the Gemara. Before the Ran said, this Firla Shazla Shimon the Matri Dobran Odu, Mitzah Litzorecho, the Chimdo Makik of the Ola Yoser, Havneder, Komana Mekikob, Mosa Koma. Overcome. And here, he's not saying that. And then something else, from the Maskone of the Gemara, the Ran is saying and explaining then the Teretz of the Gemara. So the Gemara in effect is saying that there is, that everything that the whole Posik deals with atrocity. In other words, Tiyida Neder, the repetition of the word Neder in the expression, Tiyida Neder implies that only Matvis Bidovor Anodu is Hal, but Matvis Bidovor also is not Hal. And Lesser Iser implies that Matvis Bidovor Anodu is Hal, even if he's Matvis in something that is only also relative to him, not relative to the whole world. So where do we have a posik that is descriptive of the other Ikaneder that the Ran says? So that would be all right in according to the Shita of the Ran Ishwes, but the Ran Nidorim, the Shita of the Ran Nidorim is that there are two types of Nidorim. One is Matvis Nidor Anodu, and one is where he asks it. So both Ikri Nidorim have to be implicit in certain expressions in the parasha. So we could say, without this one, we would say that the aloche, the Iker HaNeder, that is grounded in atfosei chiluv k'dushe, that is implicit in the expression of Tiyida Neder. And the Iker HaNeder of Asering, that is effective not by way of chiluv k'dushe, but just by asering, by the person asering, is implicit in lesser iser. But lesser iser implies that he can be matvis, even in a dobor anodo that is only nodo relative to him, not relative to the whole world. So we don't have any expression in this parashah that is descriptive of the other Iker HaNeder, not based upon atrosi. So Mehechatei said that we have two Iker Nidor. That's the kashif. So it seems that the Ran assumed that until the Gemara gave the teretz of Leser Issa Miboil Chiditanye, so the Gemara assumed that this parasha, this pasuk of Yehida Neder, Leser Iser, Yehida Neder Adishem, Leser Iser Al Nafshei, deals with one type of neder. With one type of neder, not two types of neder. And so the question is, what kind of neder does it deal with? So the Gemara assumed, the Maskone of the Gemara is that the Posik of Yehida Neder and Leser Iser deals with two types of Nidor. In other words, Yehida Neder deals with Chiluv K'dushe, Hatvose Midor HaNodo, and Leser Iser deals with other Ikar Neder, of Aseret. But the Havamin of the Gemara was that this Posik is descriptive only of one Ikar Neder. One type of neder. Now, which one? Is it the one of atvose or the one of aseret? So, since the Torah says lesser iser, and lesser iser implies that he just can aser. Something that heretofore was muter, he can aser. So, memele, So in the Mele, we have to say, so the Havamin of Gemara assumed that the whole Pasuk deals with one type of neder, and what is that type of neder? That type of neder is Azarin, not Chiluv Kedushin, not being Machliv and Hekdesh, but just Azarin, something that heretofore was Mutar. And still, this Pasuk deals only with one type of neder, Azarin. But what's the Raya? Why did the Havamin of Gemara assume that if it deals with one type of neder, so that one type of neder is the neder of Asarik, not the neder of Atvosei of Chiluv Kedushin, because the Torah uses the Loshon Lesser Isa. So that means that the Torah has reference to a neder whereby he asks something, not that he is meimir, he is machliv on something, but he asks something because of the use of the expression Lesser Isa. The Ameira said, Minoan Milo Makro Ishki in the Nether at Hashem, Achiyoda Bidobranoto. So that is the reason as to why Dobroser is ineffective. So Mimele, and the Gemore assumed so far, until the Teretz of Gemore, that the Posik is descriptive only of one type of Nether, Asarik. Not Chiluv Kedushin, not Atvosei. So once we say that the Posik deals with one type of neder, of Asarim, and the Raya is because the Torah uses the Loshon Lesser Isa, Asarim, not Chiluv Kedushin. So Mimele, we don't need a Posik that one is Matvis in the Korban, that it should be Chal, because since that this Posik is descriptive of one type of neder of Asarim, there is no Chiluv Kedushin. So Mimele, it can only be Chal because he asks, not because he is Machliv the Kedushin of a certain Korban upon this Kikar. There is only one type of neder according to the Havamin of Gemara, Asarim. So since when one says Kikar Ze Oser Alai, so it's Oser because he asks it, so when one says Kikar Ze Kikom, he also asks it. Misadiodes. So we don't need a posik. So what do we need a posik? To tell us that Bidovaroser is not a proper formulation. But it's not. So when the Ram says here, in explaining the Havamin of the Gemara, Nira Bein Adoha Dushay, Isfira Lashas, Ilashimon Dimatris of Anodo Mitzer, Loitzorech Ko. In other words, from the point of view of the Havamin of the Gemara, that the posik of Kiyid and Edel Adishem, Leser Yisrael Nafshe, Liyachud Vorek Chayetz and Piv Yase, is descriptive of one type of neder, of Asarim. Why? Why that type of neder? Maybe just of Atvos of Chiluv Kedushin. The answer is because the Torah employs the term, the expression Leser Yisrael. So that is the Ika neder. And there are no two nidorim discussed in this posik. Just one posik, just one neder, Asarim. So Mimele, there is no Chiluv Kedushin. If there is no Chiluv Kedushin, so the only way when a person says Kikaze Kikov, it should be Oseh, is by way of Yodes. Because Kikov means it should be Oseh. So he mentions a Dimyan Kikov. Kov is also Oseh. But it's a certain kind of a formulation, not Chiluv Kedushin. So we don't need a special posik for it. So why does the Torah repeat the term Yidane there twice to tell us that Matvis Bidoboranodu is a proper formulation? Not by way of Chiluv Kedushin, of course it's not by way of Chiluv Kedushin, because until the Gemara gives the Teretz, Leser Isa Miboyele, so this it was assumed that this posik deals with one other, Asar. And which kind of neder Asarim? Because the Torah uses the expression Leser Isa. So Mimele, there is no Chiluv Kedushin. So when someone is Matvis B'Dobranodu, why is it Oseh? By way of Chiluv Kedushin. There is only one Ika neder mentioned in this posik. So it's by way of Yodes. So why do we need a posik? A repetition of the word neder? Obviously to advise us that when someone asserts and he compares it to Psachazir, that's an incorrect formulation. That's an incorrect formulation. So he cannot answer it that way. It's not a proper formulation. If he compares it to something like Psachazi or Psalmedeh. So the Gemara asks, this is how the Makshim assumed, understood the Ameres Teretz who said, Minohane Mile Omakro Ishki Lameva Neshema Tchir Dolam. So then he asks, Monefshach, if you learn out from the double expression, the repetition of Nedeh or something, so you should learn out from the double expression of Isa as well. So Mimele, and since you yourself say that Leser Isa has implies that the person can answer, not by way of Duche, so Mimele, so learn out, deduce from the double expression of Leser Isa that he can, that it is proper to formulate Isa in terms of the Moser as well. And so then the Torah discusses one type of Neder, where he asks it, but it can be formulated in two ways. One, in terms of the Varanodu, and one, in terms of the Vos. So then, the Gemara gives the Teretz know that now, so the Tarzan comes to the conclusion that this Posik deals with two types of Nidorim. One type of Neder is Chiluk Dushi, Hatvos. The other type of Neder is not Chiluk Dushi, but we just asked it. So in Hanama, the expression Yida Neder Adishem is descriptive of Chiluk Dushi. The expression Lesser Iser is descriptive of Asar. But then the question arises, so when the Ram says, וחיבים די אפשר מוקפל הרתחו של הורכם מוקפסלי משם לספורי די מטריס מדובר עושה לחי די בישלי מדובר הנודו מוצלה תפוסי ולאי מקיק על זה אולי מנדה וקורם שנסר על הנדה אבל כי מטריס מדובר עושה לא יקלום קורמה די יחלאי מקיק על זה אולי כי פסחזי לא יאפשר די פסחזי רסחי רחמונה והוא לא יעשה Oh, but then the question arises, so if the Teretz of the Gemara in effect is that this posik is descriptive of two nidom. One, Chiluk Kedushe, this is implicit in the expression Yidon Edo Hashem. And the other is Asaring, that is not based upon Chiluk Kedushe, this is implicit in the expression Lesarin Seah. But he says, the Ran says that the Gemara is saying now in the Teretz, that Lesarin Seah tells us that even if he is matvis in something that is only nodu, relative to one to himself, not relative to the whole world, it's also chal. So again, Lesser Nisa has reference to Matriz Lovanodu. So we have to say in the Ram what I said last week in explaining the Ram. That feud on the base and Yudalev from Yudalev, when he says the Mishnah Melachskasha, he says V'chitayim Aloser Mishum Yisakom Avoloim Shneder. He says Lachum Loichum. So it means according to Rabbi Yudah that we say in Chalat Shmeihem. So it is Chal because Lachum means Lachum Elokol. So Aloser Mishum Yisakom Avoloim Shneder Avoloim Matir Dov Aloser. How do you know that it means Kol? Maybe it means Osea, Kipsachazir, Viloimitzea. So Trachan says, because Tamidor Nachmes, Mishnah Skashi is, if the Ram had the Shite in Nidorim, the same Shite that he had in Shvues, all right. But his Shite in Nidorim is the Atuich in Nidorim. So why do we have to resort to Tamidor Nachmes? So I said that even if the Atuich in Nidorim, but even from the point of view of the second type of Ikane there, where he asks it, he has to spell it out. He cannot formulate it in vague terms. He has to spell it out. How does he ask it? So he has to compare it with something that became Osea through verbal fight, to verify it. And I mentioned the Rabbi Chite, I mean that he can be matris naskaras. It's not Shayachim of Kedushin. So it's not hal by way of Kedushin. So it is hal because he asks it. So according to the Ram too, there are two ikrenidorim. One ikraneder is effective by way of Chiluv Kedushe. So it's not that he asks it because he declares it as osea. He is meimeret. He is machlifet on the kol. So it's analogous to it mura bikol. So over there, the only thing is over there is a lab. But even though there is a lab, but if he did it, so the Torah says, who luyachlefenu luyomrei say, but who morosi yekedesh? Here there is no isa. So one type of neder is analogous to tmure of a call. Except that here there is no isa making that kind of chiluk. That's one type of neder. And the other type of neder consists in answering it through his verbal fight. But even the isa that is effective through his verbal fight, so he has to spell it out. He has to describe and he has to mention exactly in the neder how he answers it. So he has to be tailoring the Dovranodo. Not Chiluk Kedushe, not Matriz Dovranodo, but he has to be tailoring the Dovranodo. And that this, so the aloche of Chiluk Kedushe could be implicit in the droshe of Giyida Neder, Ladishemachi of Dovranodo. The aloche of answering something through one's verbal fiat, but he has to spell it out and to compare it with something that is osir through verbal fiat. So that is implicit in the other drosh in the Sifri of Yisho Kisi Posik Dalet, Yisho Kisida Neder, Kisida Neder, Achetisle Bidovo Shevch. But so even the other type of Neder, the other type of Ikra Neder, of answering, he has to, so the Ikra Neder consists in spelling out and formulating it in so many words, how he answers it, by comparing it with something that is effective through the verbal fight. Otherwise, it's not. So the question is, so Mimele, when he says Kikaze Oser, and he doesn't compare it to Idomanadu, it shouldn't be Hal, maybe it can have two meanings. Maybe he means to compare it to Psachazir. So the Ram says we apply the aloche of Stam Nidor Lachme. Now we can understand. You see, what kind of atrosi is it in this droshe of Izeu Yisra Mavateiro? So in other words, that if, let's say, his father was Niftar al-Binisn, and then he was Mikabu B'Tainis, the day, he asked, either he said, Harini B'Tainis, basically, or he asked the Boso, the CS Yayin, whatever, the Pshat is. So, and then he was Matris in that Yayin. He was Matris in that Yayin. Now, so there it's not effective through Chiluv Kedushe. Certainly, according to the Rambam, that the original neder was a neder of Kabbalah Steini, so it's not Chiluv Kedushe. That is a special din of neder of Kabbalah Steini, of saying Harini B'Tainis Ve'Yisayayin. So there is no Chiluv Kedushe if somebody says Harini B'Tainis B'Yimal B'Nisi Shal Shnas Tov Shinchov. So and then. Somebody will be nene from the Macholim. He'll be nene from the Macholim. So he'll be chayiv on the way. Of course not. So over there, and even the Rishonim who say that it's the original neder, or that he was not a neder of Kabbalah Steinis, a special aloche of neder of Kabbalah Steinis, but it was a neder of answering the Bosor. But it's not mentioned that the original neder was nitves nikom. It's not mentioned. So in other words, so over there when he's matvis, so there is no chiluk kedushin, and still it is hal. So the answer is this atvose is analogous to the atvose of shvui. that was of Shmuye according to Abaye, that Matis Bishmuye is going to be Shmuye Pivdome, and this, so it's Chayim Vivum Korban, and it's analogous, and according to many of the Shemim, it's analogous to that was of Shmuye, even according to Rove, because some of the Shemim will say that Rove only says, Matis Bishmuye Lafke Meitzim Shmuye Pivdome, so it's not Chayim Korban, but Boyachli is Eivim. So that atvosi in Shmuye according to Abaye or even according to Rove that is Eivav Yachol is not effective by way of the Kedusha. This is what the Ram in Shmuye says. So atvosi in Shmuye, if it is effective, so it's not effective by way of the Kedusha, but it's effective because atvosi is Elosh Shmuye. It's a certain kind of a formulation of Shmuye. In other words, if somebody answers one kikya b'shuye, then he's matvis another kikya, in this kikya, or Ruvein answers, takes a shuye not to eat a kikya, and then Shimon is matvis himself, the Ruvein, whatever the pshati matvis b'shuye is. So then, so according to Mandoma, that is kimeitz shuye and pimdome, it means that this is a proper formulation of shuye, it's a loshin shuye. It doesn't operate by way of chiluk dushi. So mimele, that din of atvose that is hezi shayches that applies to shvuye, where there we couldn't even apply the concept of chiluk dushi by shvuye. So there it's effective, but because it's a proper formulation of shvuye. So the same kind of atvose can apply to neder too. Why should neder be goruat in shvuye? So mimele, and according to the Ram, so there are two ikranidorim. There are two ikranidorim. One ikraneder is an ikraneder of chiluv kedush, which is implicit in the drosha of the ikraneder of Hashem. Another ikraneder is of asering. But even the ikraneder of asering, he cannot aser it. The ikraneder does not consist in asering it in an incomplete way. It's also, he has to describe how he asers it. So we have a aloha, we have a prerequisite that he has to compare it, he has to be tailored in a dover anodo. And this kind of atvose, so that's not really atvose. This kind of atvose has application to shvuye as well, but not by way of chiluk kedusha, but by way of answering it. So mimele, this is what the Ram says. This is the teretz of the Gemara. Where is the havamina of the Gemara was? The Havamina of the Gemara was that the posik of Ish Nidaneh Adishem, Lesser Yisrael Nafshi, Lo Yachol Dvorek, O Yishov HaShmuo, Lesser Yisrael Nafshi, Lo Yachol Dvorek, Chorayitz in Piviasi. So is descriptive of one type of neder, of answering, because that the Gemara assumed is implicit in the expression Lesser Yisrael, and everything, every other formulation is effective by way of your days. So now the Gemara in the Maskone says no, that this posik is descriptive of two types of nidor. One type of neder is implicit in the expression of Kiyid HaNeder, and that's effective not by way of asering, but by way of tmure, of chiluv kedusha. Of religion. And then the other ikraneder is implicit in the expression of Lesser Yisrael Nafshei. But even the other ikraneder that is effective by way of asering, he has to be tailored with Dovah Nodo. He has to spell it out and compare it to a Dovah Nodo. Compare it to Dovah Nodo. And the only reason is why, if he just says Kikar Zeos Olai, it's Osea, because we complete his formulation. And we say that it means kikar ze osor alai k'moy kol k'moy hegdesh, but mikra didine, he has to spell it out. So mimele, but it's effective not by way of chiluv kedusha. So mimele, the Torah it repeats the word lesser yisrael to tell us that I could say, if the Torah hadn't repeated the word yisrael, I would say the Torah only bestow the authority upon a person, the autonomous authority upon a person to assert something that heretofore was heter through his verbal fiat if he compares it with something that is also to everybody. But if he compares it with something that is also relative to one person, that he cannot do. So this is what the Torah tells us, Lesser Isya, that a person has the autonomous authority of answering through verbal fiat by comparing it with something that is only also relative to one person. Relative to one person. Alright. Now we can attest the kashe. So where do we have a posik for the other ikan there? After all, the second posik, the expression lesser isya, also has reference to matris. But the answer is this matris is a certain it's a figure of speech, this matris. It's really a certain kind of a formulation. It's like matris bishvuyim. So kemeitz shvuyim pidgame. It's not at fose per se, as we have by neder, where it is effective by way of filofish. Vim tema, im kein heche makshino, hosom birish pirik shvuy shtayim. Heche makshino hosom birish pirik shvuy shtayim vaste, ki yem shemesh bihobi pshite, vo tuve komash muon kesime. Nire beinai, no katane bineder, binod ral kika, umatis al kika, ki rache boi, mashma da gavuchei, sin de tane menshin, such an example. Not the usual example of kikya, but he mentions Kiyim Shemeiz Biyovi. Why does he mention such an unusual example? To tell us another halacha. Mashma Tagavuch Emil Zachritos Lashmo. The Matris Biyomi. Shafilu Beloy Neder Lo Yoeche Lehem Boso. Kim the Mikomo Kim Shimeda Gamkin Ime Sovimolov. Ki matris bo khayo nitre va hay bim shme iz gove vi im shme iz rabbe da fil bloine da mushim tsar le abro khum im bisre vi shos khamre u mushim okh por khim shme yo pshite do kom isur le se ala mach mas neda vi afo kam de mele name ha de minne because there is a minne to fast vi im shme iz biovi o im shme iz rabbe mal mi kom bo ke mat bi neda u de lebtu lat vi se vi sur klau un fakilon im shne ale dalim nachti ke mis khalei די מיצה ממילא, וקומש מונחים דיז בנידרי, מטרי נדר ובוס, ואין תימה, די הוכה משמע, די ההיד איזה ליסר אומרתיר נפקו מקוד לעשר ליסר, ואילו עושום, ופיר שתי בסר, מייס ומאן אין מילה, או מקרו, איש גיל הנדר על השם, עד שיודו דברן חודו, דל מקול מינצה מייקרו נפקלון, ולמה צריכון לעשר ליסר כלל, כי איש לימה, הוסו משמי קוי ביקרד הודינה, וידוק, וינוק את קרו דחי בנדר, ושבדאו קרו נעמי מה שמה נדר, אבל געת ווסי. אבל אם איך נעמי, לקרו לסר איסה, מבוי למט מדום של נסר, או לבד בחי נדרי. So the pshat is, because even though it is descriptive of matris, מדום של נסר, או לבד, but it's not effective by way of atvose per se, by way of חילוק דושה. It's like hatvose in shvue. It's gemeint in shvue in pivdome. Because even the other ikan eder, so there is a halacha that he has to spell out the nature, how of the isya, how he asks it, by comparing it to idovano. Hilkach li in halacha, naktinon di matriz bidovo osea, lo yehaven eder, vilitzorich shayle klau, vafilu bamoritz. So, elo bimader ishte bilvat. So that's the ranshike. And the Ran Shite is, unlike the Shite Sarambam, so the Ran Shite is that when do we say by Amhoretz, we require a Torah only if it's in the case where he says, Lishte Ari Atalai Kinimon. But when he says, Kikar Zekib Sachazir, then even by Amhoretz, we do not require a Torah. The Rambam is Chelik. And the Rambam Shite is that by Amhoretz, we require a Torah in every matter with the Rosh. But from the Gemara above, it appears like the Ram, it's the Gemara Mefureshes. But the Gemara said, Rabino Oma Hochertom, Veil Mutori, Kichum, Kipsachazi, Kamis Kof, Veil Mutori, Kum, Avamine, Boishai, Umikla, Sukal, Kahite Oche, Ometone Seif, O Imalin, Shtiari, Atolakim, Peishil, Pesamok Macher, Michlal, the Reishe, Loi Baishai, so it's the Gemara Mefureshes, the Treisha, Loi Baishai, still the Rambam passes. The trish is by Shai, we'll soon see the Shizah. All right. So the Ran says, Hilkat min ha-lochen ha-ktino di matriz bidov ha-osa, le-ave nedar lo yitzor Shai le-klau, va-afilu ba-moretz al-madar ishti bu-man, u-maitan mechassin le-mas-lis, av-o-mat bidov ha-nodu, בידוב הרנותו, אפילו בידוב השאילי נותו, אלוהי בלבד חי. והם מילה מטרית במטר. אבל מטרית בשבוי אלוהי מהמי, דיקיימו לו בפרק שבוי שתיים בסרי, דימטרית בשבוי אליו כמיתי שבוי עם פיל דומה. דהי מטיימה, משום לנדר חול על החיפץ, שעוצר את החיפץ עולו בנדר. ולפי חוקי של מטריס חיפץ בחיפץ, ראו שיוכל, אבל שבוי אלוהי עשר עצמי החיפץ. אבל כוף החיפץ, אינו לו בנדר הוא קדושי כלל. אם כך יאמר זה כזה, לא יאמר כלום. נא, סביכי נמי אמו משהו ליכול בוסקים שבאזביובב, והוא היום מושבע לישיים, לא יאמר כלום, דו בישיים מטריס, בישיים לכם בגופי מתחי כלל. נא, so this could be used as a asoge against what I just said. Because I just said that according to the Ram, so the Xerasakosuf of Leser is there, even though it is descriptive of Matris, Bidovra not relative just to one person, but it's not really expressive of the Halochi of Atfose of Chiluk Dushe. It's only expressive of a certain type of a formulation of that. So Mimele, how does the Ram say that this Halochi